This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Another great show today. I don't think we've had this crew on our show before. This is going to be a lot of fun.
This is a first time for us. Cool event.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by LV Barnes. He's the founder and CEO of Cool Dads Rock. LV, welcome to the show.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you. He's a DJ too, so we have to be real careful. Normally, we're the professionals on here. So yeah,
I promise he's a good voice for radio.
LV, good to see you. Before we get into our conversation, you got a cool event coming up that we're principally here to talk about, but I would love for you to lead us off and tell us a bit about you, your background, and give us that overview of Cool Dads Rock.
Laverio Barnes is my real name. I'm a DJ, as you guys know, so people just call me DJ LV or just LV, but that's my background, and that's how I'm known here in Atlanta. I'm originally from Oakland, California, moved out here to go to school at Clark Atlanta University.
Stayed.
And end up staying. It wasn't the plan, but I'm here. So about 4 years ago, I started an organization called Cool Dads Rock, basically off the relationship of my son and I. When he was younger, I used to take him everywhere I went, from a baby carriage to the car seat, everywhere. So we would be in the studio recording. Mm-hmm. We'd be at lunch meetings. We'd be at the park, but we just became a staple everywhere. And people, I would post everything on Facebook and whatever social media outlets. And people would say, hey, I love your relationship with your son. And I would get inboxed that, hey, you inspired me to be a better father. And I'm like, wow, that's humbling. But, you know, to me, I'm just having fun with my kid. And I was like, I know a bunch of other dads who are good dads that just may not post as much as I do. And so I knew a buddy of mine who was going through a custody battle of trying to get his daughter. And he's kind of like me, posting him and his daughter everywhere. And so I just shot him a post. Hey, love what you're doing. Keep being a great example to your daughter. Then I put hashtag Cool Dads Rock and didn't even think about it. About an hour later, I was like, that was kind of cool. So I made just a page, just a side page, and just start adding my friends and their kids to them. And then I would tag them. And so their friends would say, yeah, Eric, you are a good dad. All right, Todd, you are a good dad. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And I was like, I think we have something pretty growing here. And then it went to, I think I want to do an event. And it started off as a golf tournament. I was like, everybody does a golf tournament. And the year before, I'd went to the Red Bull Soapbox Derby trying to figure out how I could get in it, because I'm just a big kid at heart. Then I was like, hey, I think I want to do a Soapbox Derby and just make it family friendly, because the Red Bull one, you have to be an adult to be in there. So let's do something different. And thus came the Cool Dads Rock Soapbox Derby Festival.
Outstanding.
That's so fun. So tell us about the Soapbox Derby.
It's a great day. It's an all-day event, well, from 11 to 4. Mm-hmm. And in the heat, it feels like all day.
And it's coming up, what's the date this year?
August the 5th.
August 5th.
So just a couple days.
A couple days from now, August the 5th, down at the historic 4th Ward Park.
Oh, great.
Right in between the, they have a playground there and a fountain and, what do you call it, amphitheater.
Right.
It's just a street right down. It's called Rankin Street. And so that's where we have the derby. So it's a great location and we have a lot of walk-up traffic. Normally have probably about 300 or 400 people come out there. So it's a great event. This is our 5th year. So we're super excited about that.
I can't imagine there's many listening who aren't familiar with what an actual soapbox derby is. But just in case, can you give us a quick overview of what the actual event is built around?
It's built around building better relationships with fathers and their children, actually. And when you think about Soapbox, the first thing that always comes to my mind is the Little Rascals, you know. And we didn't have Soapbox stuff. Like, my cousins used to just push me down the hill in shopping carts. And I just had to figure out how to stop. But basically, you know, you're building a car out of wood. And it's not your typical or traditional soapbox derby, like in Ohio, where it's like the torpedo style. And you're just going straight. Be as creative as you want to. You can make it. One last year, one guy made a DeLorean, you know, Back to the Future for his kids. And it was awesome. It was awesome. So it's just a lot of fun.
Size or weight or anything requirements?
There's no real restrictions to it. It can't, like, the second year we did it, a dad made like a full-size Model T.
Oh, for him, wow. And his daughter.
It didn't steer very well, but like visually, it was stunning.
Right.
So that, you know, be as creative as you want. You just can't put weights in it,
right?
You know, to help you win the awards, because we have different awards. We have the Speed Racer Award for the fastest. Uh-huh. We have the Best in Show. We have the Fan Favorite. And then we don't want to say who was the slowest, so we say the Take Your Time Award.
Take your time. And do they have to use a certain kind of wood or?
Nope.
No? Wow. Nope. Okay. So they could use a heavy wood. And
could, yes.
Skew the competition a little that way.
It sounds like the focus is less on winning the award than more than just the fun and the camaraderie of all the people together, all the cool dads rocking, maybe a few mothers.
Because it's open to everybody. It's not just for dads and their kids. You know, my mom's been in it. There's aunts that have been in it. There's, you know, it goes from ages 4 all the way up to adult.
Uh-huh.
So it's open to all.
Well, I would think that part of the charm or attraction of it would be the fact that when you're building the car, you know, you're working on that with your son or your daughter as well. So you've got that.
Exactly. The Derby is really just the platform.
Yeah.
And so it's all the time leading up to the Derby. So you're talking about sketching the car out. Now we're going to the store to buy materials. Uh-huh. Now we're building it. Now we're painting it.
Right.
And so, but what you're doing, you're just logging time.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's all kids want is, you know, that time. You're building, that's how they spell love to me. It's just T-I-M-E.
Yeah, you're building memories. It's that memory, you know? When they look back, they're going to remember, you know, sitting there and painting that.
Absolutely.
So do you just show up or is it a ticketed event?
It's free. It's free for anybody to come, but to participate, you do have to register. But if you just want to come out and enjoy the day, because we do have vendors and there's food trucks out there. Yeah. So it's
All those details.
Yeah. So it's a free event, open to anybody. It's a great family event. You can bring chairs because there's a grass area. You can bring your tent and set up there. We'll have the street lined with hay. Mm-hmm. We have another grass area where we have vendors set up down there. We'll be selling t-shirts. And then there's a backdrop where you can take pictures, because after the race, we line all the cars up down at the bottom of the hill. And then people are taking pictures down there. We have a food truck. So it's just a great atmosphere.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. This does sound like a wonderful event. Is there a way to sponsor this? I mean, how do people participate that way?
We have different sponsorship levels. You just go to cooldadsrock.com and then you'll see under the Soapbox Derby, after you apply or whatever, there's a link saying if you want to sponsor, just click this link and then a sponsor deck will come up and tell you the different levels where you can sponsor.
Outstanding.
Cool. Yeah. Now, does Cool Dads Rock have other events coming up this year?
Yeah, actually, we just finished right after Father's Day. We just did a awards gala. That was our third annual awards gala, and it was the biggest one so far. And that really helps push the Derby, as well as some of our other programs that we're starting to launch. And then we'll do a Cool Dads Rock in the park, where it's just like a family day in the park, where last year we did this huge like water balloon fight, like impromptu. And so
fun.
I think that's what it's starting to turn into. Like that's going to be the main part of it. We have Dad's Donuts and Dialogue, where dads get together and just speak on the challenges of fatherhood. And Thanksgiving, we'll do a Thanksgiving Feed the Homeless program.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you do that in conjunction with another group? Or
no, we just did it. My grandmother, she fed the homeless for 30 years. And she was like, they called her the Mother Teresa of Oakland, California. So kind of runs in my blood. So,
yeah.
Well, I'm kind of picking up the theme here of Cool Dads Rock. I mean, it's not just putting on an event. I mean, it's about kind of teaching how to really be a good parent. And how to strengthen the family. I mean, that's
build community.
Build community, serve the community. What a great, I mean, other programs. I'm telling you, this thing is still in its infancy of what the long term plan is.
Yeah, we're only 4 years old. And it's funny you guys say that, because we say Cool Dads Rock is where we make uncool dads cool and cool dads even cooler, but more so where we build better relationships with fathers and children. When you build those, you build better communities.
Absolutely.
So,
Yeah. Well, you're teaching children how to be a member of the community and how to relate to their parent.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, and to some extent, you may be teaching parents how to relate to their children.
Yeah.
You know, none of us have children and know what to do as a parent necessarily.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like, exactly.
Yeah.
Boy, don't you wish there was?
Well, I mean, the great thing too is that these kids are going through this with you all now. They're going to do the same thing to their children down the road,
which
is, I think, the most important thing that you accomplish here.
That's the plan.
It's that whole spirit of giving back and the spirit of, you know, nurturing. And, you know, I think it's something that, your parents can instill in you, or they can just not. So it's so important, you know, to learn that as a child.
Yeah.
And to see them giving back to the community and helping you along the way.
Yeah, it's a sense of gratitude and, you know, not taking things for granted.
Right.
You know, everything's always handed, and everything's such a microwave society right now. It's like, can't have everything right now. But, you know, if you give more, then you'll get
right.
more.
Absolutely.
So all I got to do now is figure out how to embed my weights so that I can increase my speed. Yes, yes. But I'll just keep that
You're
between myself.
You're trying to figure out how to cheat over there. I got it. Uh-huh.
Just don't tell us.
I don't want to know.
I understand the competition, though. I get it. I get it.
Yeah, it's probably not a lesson we want to teach these children.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Lesson.
You don't want to impart that. Absolutely. I love what you're doing here. I think it's so important in today's society. So kudos to you for kind of kicking this thing off, and appreciate you making time to join us today. Before I let you go, should anyone need to contact you about anything LV, learn about Cool Dads Rock, and more importantly, get information on the upcoming Soapbox Derby Festival and other events, where do they go?
Sure. Everything social media is at Cool Dads Rock. So try to keep it uniform. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Cool Dads Rock. The website is cooldadsrock.com, and all the information is on the website.
And where do they find DJ LV?
They can find DJ LV at I Know DJ LV.
There you go.
There it is.
Outstanding. LV Barnes, the founder and CEO of Cool Dads Rock. LV, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, LV Barnes, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you again tomorrow.